Hey all, this is Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina's podcast, where we rejoice with you and your families, adult and children alike, that our Lord calls us to all receive the kingdom of God like a little child. I'm Pastor Christopher Stout. I'm also pastor of Abundant Life Lutheran Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And more importantly, I'm the husband of Kelly and the father of five children. I have my beautiful bride with me here, Kelly.
Hello, all.
Today we're going to be considering Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 30, continuing on the theme of Christmas joy in this season. I want you to particularly consider the gift it is to be troubled. Mary's going to be troubled at the angel's greeting. And this is a particular gift that our Lord gives to us to begin to recognize our sin, to begin to recognize that we are not holy and that we stand in the presence of a holy one. But then that gift of being troubled should not ever stay there. It is then replaced by the angel's words, "Do not fear, do not fear," because the angel brings a message of comfort, a message of joy, a message of forgiveness. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 30. My wife will be reading a large section of it, and I'll be reading the angel's part.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have had found favor with God."
So we're going to be considering today what it means for Mary to be troubled. Now, the angel's words are, "Do not fear." You can have all sorts of reasons why you might have fear, why you might be afraid of something.
It might be storms, the sounds, the booming sounds of thunder and lightning. It might be that you're scared of the dark, to go places that are dark. I'm kind of scared of the dark myself. It might be that you're afraid of speaking in public. We know some examples from the Bible of people that were afraid of speaking in public, actually, Peter being one of those. And it's very scary to stand up in front of other people and speak. You might be scared of being different than everybody else. Even though we're all different, it might be a fear that you have.
But this is not speaking of those particular fears. This is a very specific fear in which the angel's words are addressing of Mary. And that is Mary is troubled. Mary is troubled. And this sense of the word is in recognizing that you know you have done something wrong. And you're now confronted with it. When you've been saying something, when you've been doing something, and maybe you haven't exactly been thinking that it's wrong, or maybe you are a little aware that it's wrong, but then all of a sudden something comes, and you realize, whoa, I'm in trouble. That was wrong.
It's kind of like when your parents tell you to clean up your room, and you go into your room, and you find all those toys, and you start playing, and you get totally distracted by the fact that all these things are going on, and you have all these toys and you're building that cool Lego thing that you wanted to build, and then your mom or dad walks in the room and you look up and you see them, and suddenly you realize, oh, I think I was supposed to be doing something here and I did not do it.
An awareness that it all of a sudden hits you, I was supposed to be doing something. Or moms and dads, you can think about times in which maybe you were talking about somebody that you weren't supposed to be talking about, and somebody overheard you, or maybe they were standing right behind you. Or you can think about maybe some of the times when you're at work and you knew what you were supposed to be doing, but it wasn't really that big of a deal that you weren't doing it, and all of a sudden the boss shows up.
Uh-oh.
That's right. It is an awareness. So all of a sudden, Mary becomes increasingly aware, as we all should, of the increased presence of our Lord. The Lord has sent an angel and has in fact given the greeting, "The Lord is with you." Now, we said that that was great news, and it is great news, but only because we know the fuller picture, that the Lord is with us, not to condemn us, not to put all of the sins and all the things we've been saying and doing so wrong and to shove it back in our faces and to say, you deserve death and judgment, but he comes to save us.
And what a joy that is. Because it can be very scary to think about what is it that an angel does or is. But when you think about what holiness is and you think of yourself in comparison to that, you realize that maybe all the time you think, I'm not such a bad person. I follow the rules most of the time. And then you see what holiness really is and it strikes in that fear. And what a joy to know that the Lord comes to be with us, not to condemn us because he knows we're like that, but to give us forgiveness.
In fact, every time that an angel appears, the angel has to follow up the words with "do not fear," because people are afraid of them. In fact, also one of the times Peter becomes aware that he is standing in the presence of the very Son of God, and he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Peter doesn't want Jesus to be around him because he realizes that he is unclean, that he is unworthy, and he probably deserves to be in a lot of trouble for not cleaning his room the way that he was supposed to. But the angel pushes back. The angel takes the fear and the troubling that Mary has, and he reminds Mary, he gives Mary the wonderful news, "Fear not. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God."
So today you have found favor with God too, and your sins are forgiven. And we talked last time about the angels being all around us, and they are, and you have no reason to fear. They are there for your protection.
On Christmas morning, the news that the angels bring are, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." He knows. He knows the trouble that you've gotten yourself into, and he has come to rescue you. He's come to redeem you. He's come to bless you with his peace. His name is Jesus, and that name Jesus itself means Savior. And because you know exactly what he has come to do and that he is near you, he hears your prayers, and he is at peace with you.
So peace.
Peace to you, dear saints.